football skills. He's a great person, and I've talked to him a few times now, radio show after I broke the record, and also a few times actually just on the telephone. He's actually working with DiBartolo Sports and Entertainment, and that's my agent. So, you know, I've been in touch with him, and he's just a great guy, great character. So it's a pleasure to be mentioned with him.
What did he say to you when he broke the record?
Why did you break my record? So, you know, he's always a competitor, and he always will be, and that's, you know, his mentality. But he was, truthfully, he was very respectful, and he was proud of me, and you know, I could sense it, and you know, it was a privilege to be talking to him. Definitely.
His big thing was, you know, even towards the end of his career, he was working out, you know, much more than anybody else on his team. Do you have a similar work ethic? What's your?
Yeah, I'm very self motivated. I don't have to be pushed, you know, by coaches and by trainers. I'm ready and willing, and I know that it's part of what's going to make me, you know, a better athlete and excel.
Have any teams shown more interest than others, or specific teams that you talked
to? No,
nobody's
shown much more interest than anybody else. It's pretty basic right now. It's just, you know, you know questionnaires that are pretty similar. Everybody's got them, and interviews are pretty much the same. So I have no real knack of where I may end up.
Coming from New England, does it cross your mind that the Patriots would be an option and staying there?
You know, I wouldn't mind playing there, and you know, I love their franchise, and they run a great franchise there, and it's something that I would be proud to be a part of. But that goes for every other team in the league. So,
have you been a Pats fan?
Yeah, I've been a Pats fan. I'm from Vermont, so we have to claim, you know, the Boston guys. Yeah, we did. Yeah.
How does that translate to the Tokyo?
8-man football is in Vermont. I actually played 11-man, so I was part of the bigger league in Vermont, but that was just made up of about 6 teams, you know, statewide. And it's, you know, coming from high school football, I didn't know the difference between man and zone. So it's really it's escalated to something I really never was prepared for.
Did you get any attention from anybody from other schools?
No, I went to New Hampshire for track, so
yeah.
So I walked on to play football.
When did you realize you might be a pretty good football player?
I always knew it. It's just, you know, it was just something that, you know, I felt that I was a natural at football and prototypical size for a football player. You know, I was a basketball player, but I was never tall enough, and it just seemed like it would be a good fit.